For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
For full details, including terms and conditions, visit unlock.com/legal. Call 1-888-780-6854 to speak with a representative today. Actor portrayal. Terms and conditions apply.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just give him a call or go to unlock.com.
Call 1-888-780-6854 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Use the money for home improvements, to pay off debt, or to add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Visit unlock.com. That's unlock.com. Or call 1-888-780-6854 now to get started. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Signature Select Classic Ham, shank half or whole, bone in while supplies last, just 89 cents per pound. Enjoy 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy two, get two free of equal or lesser value when you buy four. And mix and match Nabisco snack crackers, Ritz crackers, Cheetos, Doritos, Tostitos, or Sun Chips, selected varieties and sizes. Buy two, get two for free when you buy four. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, 67 for the high today, and it's wet out there.
No, it's pouring.
I have a confession that I wanted to make, but also I have a couple of questions on the matter as well, because I need to know what the given rule is on something like this. Friday night, went out with the guys, we had a great dinner, followed by doing a little bar hopping. We didn't go crazy. We went to like, I don't know, six, seven locations.
Classic.
Okay, but long story short, I get home at like 3 a.m., okay? And in the lobby of my apartment building is Pizza Hut. And it's in a bag. And it's sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
So I take a peeky peek in the bag. And it's a couple of three, four boxes. I'm like, oh, it's three something in the morning. How long has that been sitting there? I touch the box. Seems a little chilly. So mind my own business. I go upstairs to my apartment. And I'm just kind of laying there. I'm sitting there. I'm like, I should go to bed, but I'm so hungry.
No.
I see where this is going.
No.
Bad.
Horrible.
So I walk downstairs back to the lobby.
You're disgusting.
And I take an item from the bag. I bring it upstairs.
You need help.
I open it up. And it's pasta. And I'm like, oh my God. Who the hell is getting pasta from Pizza Hut? That is a sin.
Yeah, that is.
I'm like, are you kidding me?
That you stole it.
Yeah. So I'm like, I felt really bad about that. So I wanted to see what else they got. So I go back down.
You know there's cameras in your building,
there
right?
is. They're all over the lobby. I'm expecting to get a knock on my door soon. So
especially now that you are incriminating yourself.
Yeah, of course. I'm plastered at this point. So I go back and it's like, you know what? I'm just going to see what's in there. Nobody's touching it. I grab the bag. I bring it upstairs. So I'm going through it. Not a single thing was good in there. Not a single item was good. I ate the breadsticks. Those were nice.
Yeah, the breadsticks
Not
were
a
fire.
Single thing was good. But the breadsticks, those were pretty fire.
I mean, the
breadsticks. Try a thing, except for the breadsticks, the pasta, and maybe a slice of the pizza.
No, there was no pizza. I'm like, no pizza?
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I was like, come on. It's but I just wanted to, listen, do I feel...
Also, time out. Where is there a Pizza Hut? We've talked about this so many times. Did it come from Brockport?
It's a great question, but I was like, This might be my only chance to have Pizza Hut. I haven't had it in a long time. Did I feel guilty? Yeah. Was I not thinking because I've been drinking all night? 100%. Does it make it right?
Haven't had it in a long time. We went in August.
However, that's too long for me. And I guess what I'm asking is, the only reason I justified this is because a couple days ago, somebody ordered Chinese food and it sat in the lobby near the mailboxes for two full days. When is it finally enough time where it's up for grabs?
Well, you didn't know how long it had been sitting there.
It was cold. So
it's Was it in a hot bag?
No, just a paper plastic bag. Yeah. So when is it finally like, okay, it's up for the taking? Like, never. How long does it have to? Because that Chinese food was there for 2 days.
Yeah, no, that's gross.
That's just, he's like, still ate it, but it was there. You need help.
You do.
It's never. It's not yours to even make that call. You I know. Crazy pants.
I know, but come no, on, you guys. Wow. It must not mean that much to you if you're just letting it sit by a door for hours on end.
They probably were even more hammered than you and fell asleep.
Now, if it was Taco Bell, oh, that's
didn't stand a chance.
No. Didn't stand a chance. No way.
He's like, I don't even care what it is.
But
yeah. Taco Bell, pff.
You're getting pasta from Pizza Hut. My father would have killed me if I ate that. He would have murdered me. Didn't touch it, so I had to throw it out. But I'm just like,
you didn't at least put it back down there? Because now they have to file a claim and do the whole thing.
I don't think anybody's
Moose
doing
is like,
anything.
You know what? I'm eating for free tonight.
Throws it in the trash.
Hey, you don't want it. Listen, it's your loss. You didn't want it, obviously. It's been down there for hours, clearly. It's past 3 o'clock in the morning. When do they stop delivering?
Probably an hour before they close.
What about DoorDash?
They don't send DoorDash orders out for the last hour before they close.
So it must have been there at least 4 or 5 hours, right?
Disgusting.
If we do the math? Really, should I feel that ashamed?
What day of the week was it?
This is Friday night. Going into
Saturday.
Yeah, they
close at midnight, so they probably stopped delivering at 11.
What time did you get home?
3.
Ooh. No, you're unwell.
Yeah, they were probably done for 4 hours.
And the question we're asking is, when is it officially up for grabs? How long does an item need to be sitting there on the floor before the person just doesn't claim it and you're like, okay.
This honestly is probably karma, though, because when you first moved here, you placed a delivery order and you were so excited. I don't remember what it was that you placed.
I remember this.
You were so excited and you were fighting with the DoorDash guy. It was fully getting delivered in Hollywood.
Like, yeah.
You literally didn't.
So I forgot to change my drive. I ordered Domino's and the pizza guy's calling me. He's like, outside. I'm like, where? I'm outside. He's like, I'm on Highland Avenue. I said, Highland Avenue in Hollywood? He goes, yeah. I said, oh, I'm in Rochester, New York. I forgot. Oh, this is wild. Mike is texting in and was like, they get a solid hour. After hour, it's up for grabs. That's wild. 1 hour?
Mike's just sitting there at the foot of the stairs waiting for someone to come or not come.
That makes me feel a little bit better.
Mike's got a Ring camera set up in the lobby.
Honestly, gross, though. You didn't know whose that was. Or
I know.
You could have at least put it outside
for
the homeless people that frequent your street.
I don't.
I'm sorry.
What? There's
the people that smashed the car windows
houseless.
In?
Houseless. Not homeless.
It's more politically correct. Yeah. They wanted to call it houseless now. Houseless people, not homeless. It's ridiculous.
Just try to be PC.
Yeah.
So we don't get canceled. I'm just trying to think of everyone else, you know? You're disgusting, by the way.
Moose, shame on you. You stole.
You did steal.
I guess.
You did steal. I mean, if you really look into it, that probably with fees and air and all the extra costs.
Knowing you, you would have done the same thing. I know you enough by now. And I know when Breezy has 7 or 8 espresso martinis, she's hungry and will go to extreme lengths to get food. If she saw a bag that said Pizza Hut on it sitting on a floor somewhere, she would 100% take it.
You're not wrong, but I'm still ashamed of that.
Vibrant color, oratory skills. A deep exploration into drama, suspense, tragedy, and comedy. BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present another award-worthy performance in Moosterpiece Theater. Yeah.
That's right. It is Moosterpiece Theater on BXY Mornings. I pick a movie that Breezy's never seen. We're going to act out an iconic scene from that film this morning, and then Breezy will go home, watch it, and bring it in tomorrow for Breezy's big movie review. 585-252-9800. If you know the name of the film, this is I know I've said this about a lot of my picks. This is a great film.
Actually, everyone you've ever picked.
They're all pretty great.
He's like such a classic.
Breezy, I picked a scene where I thought this would be right up your alley.
Okay.
You're playing a crotchety 82-year-old waitress this morning.
I love it.
Okay? I'm a cowboy. I'm coming in there for the first time, and you're basically telling it like it is. Kind of rude, but you've been doing this job for 40 plus years. You could care less what someone thinks.
Got it.
All right. What questions do you have?
Nothing. I feel great.
Well, that's
am
it.
I pissed?
You're not.
I would, just like. Meh.
You just. It's a very mundane job. You've been a server. You know what it's like.
Absolutely.
Tell it like it is. But we're in Texas. It's hot. It's the middle of the summer. You don't want to be there. Okay. Let's just get this over with. Intern Joe, you want to do the honors of call and action this morning?
Ready? Set?
No, we talked about this last week.
No.
Lights.
Lights.
Camera, you got to make sure everyone's ready, okay? And whenever you're ready. Okay,
lights. Camera. Action.
Howdy, ma'am. How you doing today?
Hi. I don't mean the good kind.
Oh, well, you could say that again.
So what do you want?
Pardon?
What do you want?
Oh, it's what don't you want.
What don't you want?
Go, say it again. So what,
so
don't,
what
you,
don't you want?
Pardon?
What don't you want?
Oh, well, I think maybe it's just I'll get the...
You know, I've been working here for 44 years. Ain't nobody ever ordered nothing but a T-bone steak and a baked potato. Except for one a-hole from New York. Tried to order a trout back in 1987. We don't sell no damn trout!
Oh, I never really was a fan of trout myself.
T-bone steaks! So either you want corn on the cob, or you don't want green beans. What do you want?
So what don't you want?
So what don't you want?
I guess I don't want green beans.
Damn straight you don't want green beans. I'll have your steak cooked medium rare.
Well, actually, if you want mine, I kind of...
That wasn't no damn question, boy.
All right.
Wait here. I'll get the bloody old steak and an iced tea.
Cut. How do you think she did on a scale of 1 to 10?
Breeze, you got to get those lines right.
I'm dyslexic, Sam. Not the personal attack.
Oh, man. You know what? I think she did a great job, but you know, she didn't get the lines right.
What don't you want?
What don't you want? You know what movie I'm talking about?
No.
He goes, never seen it.
Yeah, apparently some of our listeners have, because one guy got it correct off the first take. He's like, Moose, is this hell or high water? And the answer would be yes. All I do is win
it, win it. When However, you didn't win anything. Made 1792.
Oh my God, are you freaking kidding me right now? No, this film was made in 2016. Starring Chris Pine, Jeff Bridges, and Ben Foster. And Jeff Bridges, who also plays the Big Lebowski in my favorite film, he's a sheriff and he's looking for two bank robbers, played by Chris Pine and Ben Foster. It's an awesome movie. If you haven't seen it, I would 100% recommend it. But don't take my word for it. Take Breezy's word for it when she does her review tomorrow and scores it a negative 23.
No, guys, stay tuned. We could be up to a negative 15.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Moose Breezy. Intern Joe is with us this morning. And yesterday, we hope everyone had a really great Easter. Everybody was celebrating. And I think one of the things we're all really excited about was Lent is officially over.
Yeah, I was.
And now we can all go back to doing what we love to do. For me, I gave up going to Wegmans.
Right.
Breezy gave up hitting the snooze.
Right.
Joe, you gave up going to Tim Hortons and eating fast food.
Any fast food, but it was specifically targeted at Tim's.
Yeah, it was a problem.
It was a problem for you.
So yeah. I got something. I wrote up a letter for you guys.
Why?
Why?
Well, because obviously my internship's coming to an end.
Yeah.
But also, Lent just came to an end. So can I just read this on air?
I mean, I guess.
And I'm calling us, catching us off guard here. Do you want music behind it? Should I play something?
Go for it.
All right, the stage is yours. Go ahead, Joe.
Moose, I knew you weren't following through. You told us that you found yourself in Wegmans multiple times. Not, I went to Wegmans. You found yourself there. As in, finding yourself there puts you on autopilot.
That's hilarious.
Breezy.
Oh.
You had to know that this wasn't going to work.
Yeah, right?
Everyone hits the snooze button. Even the morning routine guy, Ashton Hall, definitely hits that snooze button once in a while. I did follow through with mine. I didn't stop for fast food at all. Not even Tim's for coffee.
Right.
I am a little disappointed, to be honest. I was hoping you two were going to break those habits. I don't know what else to say beyond that. Maybe next year, pick some more achievable goals. Wow. Like Moose, maybe say you only go once a week for your grocery shopping rather than every day after work because you want a sub.
I accidentally found myself there.
It was an accident.
Breezy, maybe you need to say I'm shutting my phone off after a certain hour instead of not hitting the snooze button. Because that's not... I mean, I hit it 3 times this morning.
Right.
But I should also say I really do enjoy working here at 98PXY with you guys. I'm actually really sad my internship is ending because I honestly really... don't want to stop showing up.
Yeah, we don't want you to stop showing up. You do a lot for us.
Honestly, after this, I feel attacked, so I could care less.
Because you should leave, honestly.
I could care less.
That was a weird insult sandwich.
Yeah, dude, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that we were responsible for setting an example. I guess it makes sense.
Yeah, that's literally our only job, actually.
It really is. But sorry that we disappointed you. Yes, I did show up to Wegmans. Multiple times, I dropped the ball, but...
Found himself there.
He literally said, I found myself at Wegmans yesterday, multiple times.
Like he was sleepwalking and he just woke up in the bread aisle.
In my defense, if I didn't go to get my groceries, I would literally starve. There's nowhere else to go.
He shows up after 40 days completely emaciated.
There's other grocery stores.
Not like Wegmans.
I know, and for the snooze, like, I'm only human.
You could have done better. I'll agree with
you. You're not in bed with me. You don't know what's going on.
Not yet.
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm terrified. No, puke. I do believe that, our only job here was to be a mentor to you. And, like, I always say, do as I say, not as I do. So.
I don't know who you've ever said that
to. Take that with a grain of salt.
Yeah. Thanks for finally giving us our flowers.
Because every day we ask you, we're like,
are you happy here?
Yeah, who do you like?
You enjoying yourself?
I really do enjoy coming into this studio.
He always is like, it's fine.
It's fine. I'm like, thank you for the raving review, Joe. Yeah, it's fine. Just I do what I got to do. It's cool. But secretly, you're just being a 25-year-old college student, and you don't want to be vulnerable or say how you feel. But deep down, you're in love with us.
You're obsessed with us. No, you're obsessed. You have a shrine of us. It's so crazy.
Him and his girlfriend are both obsessed.
No, they're obsessed.
Yeah, Big Red loves you guys.
We made you.
Not you claiming to be my parents.
Listen, man, I will say between the... And we'll have to do this all over again because it's not like it's your last day. But between all the interns we had for the summer last year, the fall, and then the winter internships, we've had some really, really great interns. But you've proven yourself time and time again because you love this industry. And you do so great for us on this show. Anytime we need something, you just do it. And you do it with a kind of a smile, but at least it's done. You know what I mean?
The fact that you came to the Bachelor auction with us was crazy. I couldn't be Claire.
And worked.
Couldn't be Claire.
He was supposed to take his girlfriend on a date, so he just brought her with him. I'm like, I like this guy.
Right. Yeah.
And she had a blast. So. She was glad that we went. So. Yeah.
Could care less if you're disappointed in us. Like I said, we've given you the best months of your life.
It's been like 6 weeks, but yeah, for sure.
Yeah, see ya.